It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP 474. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
G'day.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Pabby. We had a week off last week. Very sorry about that. It was completely Sheepdog's fault.
I know.
What do you mean you didn't?
I was babysitting.
You had a week off from doing the podcast.
Yeah.
You refused to do it with us there on location.
You wouldn't let us do it. We tried to record and he snapped microphones out of our hands.
I had all the gear with me. That's why I had so many bags, because I had all the recording equipment with me. About 4 years ago, I bought a little box that contains a mobile recording thing that you can plug loads of microphones in and it records podcasts straight onto SD cards. Just for situations like that convention, I bought a little suitcase that contained microphones, the little suitcase that contained that thing. I've used that thing once. It cost me £300.
Kevin!
What a waste of money, Pab.
Don't look at me. You've
wasted my money. You owe me 300 quid, basically. I don't even know where that thing is now because of you.
Probably
you didn't have it then, did you, last week, did you? You
didn't. Oh, no, I didn't have it with me then, so I knew. I anticipated that you wouldn't want to do the podcast. I'm familiar with your work.
I asked the question whether we're recording.
He did. And that is true.
He asked it in a way that was scornful and suggested if we said yes, he was going to mock us and bully us like he always does.
Yeah. I asked the question and Kev said, yeah, we can do. And then other things happened.
You said, are you going to want to do a podcast, are you? And we were like, no, we're cool.
It's not from Birmingham.
Sounds more like you.
It's meant to be him mocking us, not Brummy. But we knew that if we said yes, he was going to give us a dead arm like he always does.
To be fair, for us to do a podcast, I would have had to have let you into my hotel room, and I was quite protective of my hotel room. Didn't need any outsiders in there.
Didn't need me.
All my toys spread out nicely across it. Although I did make a TikTok about it, so I did share my beautiful wire-covered hotel room. The reason we couldn't do the podcast last week, boys and girls, is because we were at London Comic Con. Mm. And in the interests of making sure that Sheepdog and Pab get passes for the next one, we shall now talk about it at length, like we always do, after we've been to these events. Because Comic-Con, specifically MCM London Comic-Con, ooh, it's good. Ooh! I can't help but make that noise when I think about it.
I had a wonderful time.
Oh, it's a good podcast.
Podcast
convention. I know what I mean. This is a good podcast about a good convention.
I'm slightly nervous that they released the next passes before we recorded this, so I just put, look for episode, 474? I just wrote a note in there going, yeah, go here and look for 474, that'll have it. So if they've already looked, there ain't an episode there, but hopefully they're looking now.
He does a panel twice, and now he's Mr. Big Testicles, who doesn't have to give him the actual link to the podcast anymore. I went through video histories going back years, giving them sorts of different examples of work that I've done for them.
I did all that. They just asked them, did you get a pass last time, and give us the link to that? And I was like, well, we ain't done it yet. it's coming.
Here, have something else entirely.
Well, no, I just said it's here.
Be happy with that.
I was like, it's here. Look for this number. I just thought they'll look at it next week, and they'll go, oh, it is there, just like he said. I don't know why he didn't put the direct link. I didn't write, I ain't done it yet. I just put, go to iTunes, look for 474. They'll click the link and it won't work because I've written look for 474 after it. But I don't know. Well, they might message me going, Sheepdog, send us the information. Usually they message me saying, you've asked for a press pass. Would you ever create a pass? And then I ask for a creator pass and they go, I think we're going to give you a press pass. So I'm sure I'll just get an email asking me which type of pass they want to give me next time.
Well, if they do send you an email about passes, could you tell them that I want a talent pass next time? Because I didn't know they existed until I was collecting my creator pass.
You need talent to get there. One.
I saw it there in the... I saw your tweet. You just specifically referred to me as a talented friend. So let's not... No, sorry, it was in your vlog. Let's not pretend you don't think I'm talented, you scum. You know I'm talented.
I don't remember so specifically calling you talented. I met lots of talented people.
Talented friend was what you referred to me as. So you can't take it back now. I've clipped
you.
It.
How dare you watch my vlogs as spam? They're not for you.
I got a message saying you said something nice about me, so I went to find out if it was true or not, or if I was being trolled. I have eyes and ears everywhere.
I feel violated.
So don't give me that. but yeah, as I was picking up my creator pass, I saw there was one next to it that just had talent on it. It was a yellow pass. And now I feel sick that I walk around in a scummy creator pass. And I want a talent pass now. I want the next tier up.
Wow. Rachel,
and if there's one above
one.
That, I want that.
She said to me, why aren't you a speaker? And I was like, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Why aren't I a speaker? I would have. That sounds a little bit more illustrious than the whatever. I can't even remember what it was. I think it was press. I feel like whenever I have a press one, I should get a little hat with a little piece of paper sticking out of it and tell people I'm from MGP or whatever whenever I have conversations and ask them questions. I could have grilled everyone all weekend, wrote a newspaper
you should
about
have.
It.
Perhaps get one of those little notebooks and a pencil behind your ear. It'd be fantastic. Perhaps you shouldn't have been on the stage with us. Perhaps you should have been sat in the crowd taking a photo and papping us. And asking all the hard-hitting questions. Clearly, you were the guy who should have moderated the panel, if you were the press.
I was
the creator.
Yeah.
don't remember seeing you referred to that as anywhere.
No.
I'm the talent, apparently. so, yeah, the convention itself was super-duper. It was very nice to be back at what I would deem a full Comic-Con again. As much massive, fun as we had back in October, it was very much... dipping the toe back in the water, not to the extent EGX was, but dipping the toe back in the water, we're going to do it, but it's not going to be what it used to be kind of thing. But this time was full on, shoulder to shoulder crowded. Everything was there, apart from Funko, which I didn't even think about until I got home. They didn't have the big Funko booth that used to be there. Mm-hmm. But other than that, everything that I would want, and the wrestling shop, they weren't there. But everything else that I wanted was there. And it was awesome.
Bullet with your name on it, man.
Well, perhaps he's finally...
the bullet with his name on it has finally got him.
Yeah, someone walked up to his counter at the last event and said, oh, what's your name? I want that name on this bullet. And he just legged it. They figured it out. And he just ran.
It's awful,
there's a man-shaped hole in the back of his booth.
It just says Clive and then legs it. Oh man! But, no, you're right. A couple of them weren't there, and someone said to me, they must have gone to the last one, and then they'd gone to this one as their second one, and they said they walked around the first hall, and they were like, "Oh, I'm knackered. This was massive," and then they realised there was a whole hall next door, and they were like, "No!" And I thought that's quite a good feeling because last time I think I walked around it going, "Yeah, cool, all right, that was good." Whereas it was. It nice
did take us a good 3 or 4 hours on the Friday, didn't it? And bearing in mind, Friday's not busy at all. So it wasn't that we were queuing to see anything or do anything. It was nice and chilled and not many people there. And it still took us a good 3 or 4 hours of just walking around up and down every aisle. Because we have to go up and down every aisle. I realised we did the whole thing in the opposite order to what we should have done. Because I spent 2 hours... gradually watching the prices of Pokemon cards decrease until we got to the very last stall in the second hall. And it was like, yep, we've got the cheapest price in the entire world. Oh, well, I'm glad I've been keeping notes of where... Oh, there are 125 here, there are 115 there. Got to the end, yeah, we're £100. We are genuinely the cheapest price in the world right now. Just buy from us. So I did. And I wish I'd have gone there first and he'd have told me that. Because that would have saved me a lot of brain space trying to compare Pokemon card prices. But I got myself a signed Ivan Tony football boot, which Anna loves, which I have now ordered a little... I've now ordered a little Perspect box for and a little plaque that's going to say Ivan Tony on it so I can have it all put together in a nice little display.
Did you ever find out whether he is a size 4?
I'm pretty sure it's not his actual boot.
So it's fake, then?
No, the signature's not fake. I mean, without letting you too far behind the curtain, These things are generally people bully their kids into standing at the side when players are warming up and hold out the boot as if it's the kid's own boot. Say, please, Mr. Tony, can you sign my football boot? I'll treasure it forever. He comes over and signs it, and then the dad goes, yoink, and sells it at the conventions. That's how this works. And, I mean, it means it's a genuine signature. That's why they're children's boots. That, and they're easier to pack them into the back of the car, I imagine. You don't want to put a load of size 13 boots in the back of the car. You could, you have to take up more space to sell just as many then.
I don't think they're like sticking them all in one big lorry and going, oh, damn it, these, you know, we're only getting a few in here. They're not like Warburtons trying to get as many in as they can.
Well, when they're going to the convention, they have to get them all there, don't they? There was loads.
Oh, thanks.
I was going to buy... How many kids does he just go to every stadium with a kid? Do you have an army of kids at every match?
I imagine there's people doing it on his behalf. And just for the record, because there is only one guy at Comic-Con who sells this stuff, and just in case he is Mr. MCM and runs just the whole place. I'm not accusing him of stealing things from children or forcing children to work on his behalf. I'm not a monster. But yeah, I imagine there's a lot of kids and maybe some adults doing it as well. Apparently someone bought Harry Kane signed captain's armband. There was all sorts of. There was Declan Rice boots. There was lots of things from football folk, and it tickled me that Ivan Toney was there. There's a former Peterborough player who's now big enough to have a boot for sale at Comic-Con. So it now sits. I mean, it's in my hand right now. It is a red boot. It's still in the little plastic bag at the moment.
You're just buying it to breathe it in. It feels awful. I thought you were some weird fetishist when you bought it. You showed me it, and I was like, are you just going to huff that?
It's a UK size 5.5, which is a child's size.
That's too big for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're not trying it on because it's never been worn by anyone.
I'm gonna try
it on. It's just got Ivan Tony 17 on the side of it.
What if Anna puts it on and she suddenly becomes really good at football?
What, one? There's only one boot here.
She only needs one boot
to
do kick-ups, didn't she? She could just, like, put it on, do the kick-up world record. Might be just a bit of magic there, you never know. It's instilled with the power of a footballer.
Yeah.
That's how signing stuff works, isn't it?
I think so. There's a certificate of authenticity in here as well, so it can't be fake. There is. I'm looking at it.
I mean,
this autographed item has been examined by the UACC registered dealer and an AFTAL approved dealer, and in our opinion, is deemed to be authentic.
In their opinion.
Yeah.
I might start flogging certificates saying, in my opinion, that's legit. You want me to give you my opinion? 100 quid a pop. Let's go.
I only spent £70 on the
Kevin.
Boot.
Kevin!
Oh, you're not the one. That's insane. You're not the one who was giving that to me. I was giving that to the listeners. Anything you want legitimised. I mean, I'm a friar in the Church of Bacon, so I could legitimise your marriage to anything you want.
Do the Church of Bacon know you're a vegetarian now? Because I feel like they might throw you out.
I did check, and it is against their rules, so don't tell them. it's fine. I'll sort that out later. It's all right. If I have to eat a slice of ham in front of them to keep the whole thing afloat, I'm willing to take that bullet. I nearly called it a pork bullet then. That just sounds awful. That sounds like a euphemism and a half. I was like, censoring
We've all taken a pork bullet for something we believe in our time, sheepdog. Don't worry about it. In addition to my signed Ivan Tony football boot, I also have... I've now gone all in, Anna, on things with my name on.
You know
I'm a fan of things with my name on.
You're giddy about this, Jesus.
I've already got Kung Fu Kevin, the minion, as a pop vinyl. I've already got Kevin from Thomas the Tank Engine. I've got Kevin out of Up. So I found myself a Disney remix thing, which is one of the little aliens out of Toy Story dressed up as Kevin out of Up. So I got him as a pop vinyl. Really happy with that. Properly chuffed. Say, look, I'm the buy everything with Kevin on. Next stand we go to, Pab's like,
Kevin.
There's Kevin from Home Alone there for £75. So we had to pretend we didn't see that one. But yeah, I'm going to buy everything with Kevin on.
He was so delighted that he'd seen his own name on something. I genuinely questioned his intelligence. Like, my 4-year-old gets excited. He's like, that's my name. That says my name. It's like, yeah. Your name does exist outside of you. And that's exactly the energy Kev was giving off. I mean, you were so excited. The bloke at the store came up to you and said, we've got this other one here, because he thought you liked the whatever it is, the aliens. And you were like, but that's not my name.
He said, we've got Doug as well.
But you know, like, a dog.
And so my response was, I'm not called Doug. And he didn't have anything to say. He just rang it up there. And he didn't know how to respond.
It's just outrageous.
Why would I want one called Doug? I'm Kevin.
You need to get a tattoo of your name on you. That would be the...
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love my own name on myself. I just like to have my name on things. Now I've got a label maker. I occasionally just print a Kevin label out.
Excuse
and put it on
me,
stuff.
Do what now?
Sometimes you've seen my Pokemon notebook that I've got
in
here. What does it say on it?
I don't know.
It's like I've been taking inventory of those labels. They're all going wrong. You've messed up our entire system. It's like when my wife tries to do the bins and just wrecks it.
I got a Pokemon notebook with some cards, and on it I wrote Kevin's Pokemon notebook so that I knew it was mine. I just like to have my name on things.
Speaking of Pokemon, you. He's been trying to corrupt us all that weekend, Anna. You know me, I've got the iron will of a saint. I mean, uncorruptible. But he asked Pab if he was buying any cards, and Pab was like, oh no, not me. Oh, I'm not getting involved in that. And then Kev was like, this is the place to buy them, Pab. If you buy them here, this is the cheapest price in the world. These are an investment, Pab. Pab, if you buy them here, Pab, they'll be worth money, Pab. You should buy them, Pab. And I stepped away from this thinking, I'm not falling for this, you snake oil salesman. I turn around and Pab's just buying them all.
Quite that simple. I used the magic word of the Northerns. Mm-hmm. And I use the B word. And as soon as I said the B word, as a northern person, there's nothing he could do. I told him they were a bargain. And at that point, there was nothing. He was powerless.
I'd be mad not to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And to be fair, he did get about £200 of cards.
He really did. Oh, Kev's face. Kev opened his and he's filming like, oh, look at this. I got this. I've got a Heatran. Oh, I got a shiny. And Pab's like, how much is a Palkia worth? How much is a Dialga? Like, what's this one, Kev? And they're all shinies. He had like 50 shinies or something stupid. Maybe not 50, but you know, it was a lot. And Kev was just getting pinker every time and being really friendly about it. But you could see in his eyes that he was just... Yeah.
I was furious.
He was going, you told them you were a noob. You're taking me to the stall tomorrow and you're going to make them give you another noob one and I'm going to take it. I'm going to swoop in and buy it. And all this planning that he was going to go and convince them he was a noob. But yeah, Pab, have you got them graded, didn't you? They're not back for a little while, are they? Is that right?
No, not back for a...
Got them graded at the convention. This is another wonderful thing you can do at Comic-Con. They actually have grading there, which I've never been brave enough to use.
Let's be honest. I gave someone a card, and I've not heard anything since. So let's wonder what happens.
Gave someone your most expensive, most valuable card.
Wow.
God.
I don't know.
A friend of mine...
To the guy in the car park who's just yelling, I grade Pokemon cards.
In my opinion, this is official.
Is that Magic Madhouse you gave it to?
That's where we bought them from.
Because a friend of mine gave his entire collection to them while he was there. He brought them in a folder and said, grade my collection. And after the fact, we were like, we said to him, why did you do that? Like, most of them will be worth nothing. They'll just be normal cards. I don't think he understood what he was getting graded for. So he's paid money for someone to just take all of his cards and disappear. And I'm nervous for him because I don't think he's going to get any good news like Pab probably will. He's just spent a load of money on nothing there, hasn't he?
Oh, dear.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. I might take a binder with me next time and test the theory.
I don't know. We'll find out in about 2 weeks whether I've heard anything or not.
To skip ahead slightly, I went to them right at the end of the convention because I'd mentioned in passing that I was going to buy one of their Pokemon plushies. And then I was like, what time does this place shut? And they're like, 5. And it was like 5:05. So I had to like sprint across to get my little poi pool that I'd wanted to buy. I'd seen it while you lot were doing what you were doing. And thought, I'll get that, but I don't want to carry it around looking like a child all weekend. Maybe I should have done. Maybe I've been too self-conscious, but I bought it anyway. And it's sat on my shelf behind me. I'm very pleased with it.
Just a child buying a teddy bear.
You know what you've done, though, for me? Is you've ruined me now. Because...
You bought some more Pokemon cards, probably.
Well, yes, but... not... Nothing's as cheap as that now, and I refuse to pay the prices now.
Wow.
I'm not paying that.
That is going to be a little bit of a problem. I'm off to the UK Games Expo at the NEC tomorrow, and I'm hoping there's going to be some super low convention prices there as well. Because I know Magic Madhouse are there, Chaos Cards are there. Because it's a board game and card game thing, I'm hoping there's going to be mega low prices there this weekend as well.
Maybe.
In which case, I'll ring you up and say, Pab! Get to Birmingham pronto. They've got bargains. They're £98 a box. Oof. Here. Quickly. You'll never find cheaper. He'll be jumping in the car down to Birmingham. He trots.
I know.
Yeah, he's going to spend £80 in petrol to save £20 on a box of cards. That's how you do it. That's being a true collector. The petrol cost doesn't count.
I find it bizarre that their website's more expensive than their shop at the stall, but I guess that's
I said this in the vlog. I've never known anything. I mean, obviously, they've done it to be a loss leader at the convention because so many people are selling them. They wanted people to go there to buy those because then, like we did, they'd buy some sleeves with it. They'd perhaps buy some other stuff at full price with it. But I've never known anything at Comic-Con be cheaper than it is on the internet.
I mean, I've seen that with
it
vinyls.
It was bizarre.
Vinyls. I keep calling them vinyls. You hate
I am going to smash you in the face with something if you keep calling them vinyls.
I'm trying to be lazy with it and casual. But
call
I'm
them
using
pops
the wrong
then,
word.
Which is less syllables.
I know. I can't help myself. But no, I've seen it with pop vinyls. I've seen it with books, to be fair. Graphic novels were cheaper there. I kept finding that. I mean, back in the early days, I'm not going to lie, I used to look on Amazon and see whether it was any cheaper on there and then buy it sometimes if I thought it was a bit much. But it never was. You know, they were always better there. I wouldn't say it's that much. The expensive stuff would be the really niche stuff. Most of the time, I'd say it was cheaper. Otherwise, there'd be no point going, would there? We'd all just sit online buying stuff on Amazon and not.
Well, I like the thrill of the chase. If I don't want to just go on the internet and buy all the Kevins. I want to find Kevins. I want the joy of finding a Kevin in the wild. I mean, Anna's seen the joyful face as well when we went to Thomasland and I found a Kevin train. I was over the moon with that as well. I was in the queue
someone.
At Thomasland and there was a little boy in front of me in the queue who said to his mum, "He's getting a Kevin as well." And I said to the little boy, "Yeah, that's my name." And he said, "That's my name too." So there was two Kevins in the same queue, each buying a Kevin.
Yeah,
it's
same
a Kevin
IQ,
thing.
Both of them.
That's what we do.
Same
we love to buy things with our name on.
No, I think he'll grow out of it. I think he'll be in his 40s going, yeah, so what? I've met loads of Kevins. I mean, I would, to be honest, if I'd have seen an alien called Sheepdog or a train called Sheepdog, I'd have probably bought it. Not my actual name. My actual name's Common as Muck. But when we see Pab stuff, we send it to Pab. So I suppose I'll forgive you. If he saw a Pab robot or something, he'd probably buy it, wouldn't he? But yeah, it just fell.
Exactly. So in summary, Comic-Con, great. Highly recommended. Give us passes to the next one, please. Was that? Did we do enough? Do you reckon they'll have listened this far? Probably not.
I don't even know if they did. I'd love to know if they did. I'd love them to tell us. Yeah, no, we listen. We listen every week, Sheepdog. We have massive fans.
Hey, MCM, I challenge you. If you've listened this far, don't give us the passes. We're not afraid. We know you haven't.
Shut up. no, I had a really good weekend, though. It was great. Good fun. You lot were a laugh. We had fun in Harrods and stuff, didn't we? We went to Fortnum and Mason and got all of our
I had a Harrods sausage roll.
You
most
did?
Most expensive sausage roll I've ever bought.
I watched Kev review a sausage roll in the streets while an old man stood behind him, first off pulling a face of, I don't know what's going on, then listening to him review it and thinking, okay, and then thinking, but why is he doing it? And then thinking, this might be a big deal. I'm going to try and get in the shot. And he was just like, watching his face, you could like read every single thing he was thinking from his emotions. And by the end of the video, he's like standing behind Kev trying to get in the shot. And I don't think I couldn't tell whether he actually did, but he was fascinated by the fact you were reviewing the sausage roll. And then you had the cheek to say it was almost as good as an M&S one.
It was funny. Almost. The M&S ones are very good. It wasn't at that level.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for £4, they could have bunged it in the microwave and warmed it up for me, to be honest.
But then they have to charge more, Kevin.
Well, they were already charging £4. They could just eat that cost, I think. They could swallow the VAT themselves for £4.
Yeah. But our panel was good as well, wasn't it? We should probably make MCM remember that.
The panel was outstanding. We are probably the greatest panelists they've ever had.
I enjoyed it. It was a laugh. We talked our faces off. Do you think we'll get a copy of it this year?
Nah, doubt it. I don't know who to ask or how to get it.
None of us do. And I get asked constantly because I guess they ask you and you don't answer. So then they go, oh, Sheepdog knows him. I'll ask Sheepdog if he's heard anything. And I'm like, Kev doesn't tell me anything. But no, I'd like a copy of that. I'd like to be able
the
to
only man, I'm watching the clip back now. There's only one man lurking in the back of the shop when I'm eating this sausage roll. And that man is Pabby.
Okay. I don't think it was Pab I was looking at.
It might well have been.
Little old man with grey hair, grey fluffy hair. He didn't make it then. Maybe he bottled it. He looked very much like he was trying to lean behind your shoulder and he must have bottled it and thought, I don't want to be on the news or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely just little old Pabby. There you go. I've put it in the chat so you've got proof that it is Pab lurking in the background. Mm. Was that the man you were looking at, Cheap Dog?
Let me load up the chat. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to have to fill while I load it on my phone because I don't want to break anything on my PC. Oh, God.
If you're telling me you could read every emotion on that man's face, I would counter Pab. With, you should have recognised him. It's clearly Pab.
In my memory, Pab was standing next to me, so who the hell was I talking to?
Yeah, no. This is why you should watch the vlogs back. You can experience things from a whole new perspective.
It is throwing me looking at that, because I was standing to your right, but looking at that, maybe I wasn't. Maybe I was standing where Pab was, and you've reversed it
no,
somehow.
No, Pab's standing where Pab is.
Yeah, but have you reversed this somehow? So that, I don't know.
I haven't. I mean, Chris does all that. I don't touch these files. As soon as I put them in the camera, I never see them again.
This is all mumbo-jumbo to my brain. I can't figure this out. But you've got your back to a wall.
It doesn't look reversed because you can see where it says special edition on my T-shirt and that's the right way around, so it's not reversed.
But you've got your back to
back against
wall.
The glass.
There was definitely a man there. I swear.
Was it my reflection?
It might have been.
Was it your reflection? It might have been. Glass.
Maybe that's why I could read his emotions so well. I knew exactly what he was thinking. It was me.
Fantastic.
I tell you one thing, if MCM are listening, they need more hat sellers and more bag sellers there, because I went there with two aims, to buy a hat and buy a bag. I didn't buy either. I was fuming. I nearly got a sunburned
head.
But
that's not their fault. That's because you're an idiot. I mean, you did the same. Anna, you've been shopping with Sheepdog before. You know what it's like. You were there when he tried to buy his DS. We walked past 1,000 hats and 1,000 bags.
They weren't the right ones.
None of them were the precise one that he'd gone there that, with the idea that he was going to buy. You didn't go on to buy a hat. You had a hat you wanted.
If they didn't have it,
you weren't going to buy it.
I had a specific bag in mind that I've seen at events before, but they didn't
have
it.
5 years ago.
Probably three. but the hat, no, I just wanted any hat. Like, and all the hats that we picked up that looked half decent had no back to them. I had a net instead of a back to them, and the whole point was they didn't want to burn scalp, but they all had no scalp.
I suggested
protection.
A golf visor and a bandana.
Mrs. Sheepdog told me I'm not allowed to wear a bandana. She doesn't think it would suit me.
She wasn't there.
Yeah, no, I know.
This was your opportunity to wear a bandana all weekend with no one telling you. I'd have told you constantly that you looked very handsome in it.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you didn't take it off.
I didn't burn, though, to be fair, so I think I'm just immune to sunburn. I'm never going to try and.
I mean, it's probably more to do with the fact we didn't really go outside very much. That's probably why you didn't burn. We were in the convention.
That's the most outdoors I've been in about 3 years. So if you're saying we didn't go outdoors much, I'm probably going to be
all right.
We
didn't. We were barely outside at all.
We were in London quite a bit. We walked past the Queen's house, didn't we?
We did, and you moaned about it all the way.
But it was really boring.
Yeah,
Pabby.
It's properly.
Yeah, but people like flags, Kevin. Leave him alone.
What? The man is obsessed with flags.
If he likes flags, he likes flags.
Yeah, but he's a deviant.
Hang on a minute.
You don't understand.
What?
They told me that you wanted to go there to look at the flags.
Not over.
Got a problem.
No. I don't know. At all.
It's all in the vlog, Pabby.
Is it?
Oh, okay, what's it? It's got a parrot on it.
Guys wanted to know what the parrot flag was, and I said,
I'll try
I can
and
have a look.
On my Google thing, and you were trying to load it up, and it was
yeah,
saying,
it worked, Pab. Didn't it?
Do you want to know who this person is? And you're like, no, I want to know who the flag is. And
you
told you
what
was it. It was,
what accent are you trying to do when you do your Pab impression?
It's part of the fun. I just do any accent. I don't. They're all Pab. What was it again? It was Dominica, wasn't it? Had a little parrot on it.
That was a Dominican accent, was it? Wow.
No, the flag that Pab was getting excited about.
Wait, stop. In what world was I getting excited? You two were going, oh, that one's got a bird on it. Wonder what that one is. And I said,
I
could go and have a look,
Pab,
if you want.
I mean, no. Pab, the video releases on Sunday. We'll see. We'll see how
you
history paints the story.
Yeah, but it's fine. I'm going to have a word with your editor,
aren't I? He was all over these flags. We had to stop him.
Well, you should, Pab, next time you're out with him and he sees a Kevin, just berate him for it.
I mean, he'd thrive in it. He'd love that.
That's it. Pab can't win. When I got home, I mean, to be fair, I tried to sneak in on the Saturday night because it was 2 a.m. And Pab was sat up wide awake, ready to chastise me. And I thought it was brilliant, not chastise me, but just, what time to call this? And, you know, you thought I'd be asleep, did you? But I was just giddy to hear him be there and be annoyed and miffed. Or he wasn't really annoyed, were you, Pab? But, you know, you were there.
No, you came in like a giddy kid without a bag of Skittles.
I'd have put the full lock on the door and not let him in.
I mean, that did cross my mind.
He basically did. I came up at, like, it was 2 o'clock when I got there, and I had to go back downstairs, and the man was like, they didn't really ask me for much ID or proof. They just gave me a lock, a key to the door. It was very bizarre. I was just like, oh, yeah, this is the name it's under. This is the room number. Can I just have a key in, please? My key ain't working. And he just set it up and let me in. So really, just be eagle-eyed, eagle-eared, I was meant to say, to listen out for people's names, come back with a fake pass later, and you can get in any room you want.
Let's not do that. That's bad. That. That's very, very bad.
But I walked in thinking Pab would be fast asleep. I planned to just sneak in and go to bed, but there he was, ready to act like my granddad. What time do you call this? And yeah, I was giddy because I was very excited. I'd had an adventure. I went out for a meal, ended up in a casino. It was great fun.
I mean, me and Kev had an adventure as well and get out by the bins.
We did. Hung out by the bins and ate Popeyes, biscuits and gravy.
It was good. That was the highlight of the weekend.
Then you had some drinks, didn't you, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, we had a bit too much apple. I had a bit too much apple tizer.
Exactly. That I did see your messages.
I got very sugary at one point and had to switch to the sugar-free drinks. I was getting sugary. Oh, goodness. Pab was knocking back the J2Os as well. We were both on it.
Wow. God, yeah. So I left and you two hit the town, did you? You went hard.
Yeah. We were both getting really sugary in the second half of the Champions League final.
Kev warned me too late, Anna, but they left and I went back to our hotel and then come back downstairs because I was meeting someone who was getting off a train. And while I was waiting, this delivery driver just kept asking me if the takeaway in his pocket was... He kept waving food at me and I kept going, that's not for me, like shaking my head and looking away. And then I'd look back over in that direction and he'd be waving at me again and I'd be like, no. And I'd look away and eventually he was like, is this food for you? And I said, look, I've told you 3 times that this is not my takeaway. And he left me alone. But then Kevin and Pab, like moments after, like sent me a picture of me standing there. And I was like, what are you doing? And they were like, why are you still here? And I said, well, my friend's supposed to be getting off a train. And I looked at my text messages and they were already at the restaurant. They'd walked past me
because
they
didn't
want to ask a stranger if they were sheepdog. I was like, I'm not going to ask a stranger if their name's sheepdog, am I? So I explained this to these two. And Kev was like, you do realise he's another sheepdog. It's going to be a nightmare. You're going to go meet up with a load of sheepdogs now and it's going to be ridiculous. And he wasn't far wrong, to be fair, because when we got there... We randomly asked about like 3 hours later what time they shut, and they were like, "Oh, we actually shut about 45 minutes ago. We've just been tidying up around you, and no one's known how to tell you that we're shut."
Oh, that's awful.
Like,
oh, okay,
so we were like really sorry, paid up. They were fine. They were like, we would have told you when it was home time, you know. We went out, walked into the middle of a massive riot of Liverpool fans who were just going nuts because they'd lost the Champions League final. There were police everywhere. People were like effing and blinding. And we kept trying to decide where to go. And I kind of jokingly went, there's a casino up there. They've got an area we can sit in. It'd be fine. But no one was sort of sure about it. So we ended up just, because we couldn't decide for sure. We did, again, a classic sheepdog thing of just standing still for probably an hour, doing nothing but going, where should we go? What should we do? While people slowly went, no, it's actually my train's now. I've got to go. So when the people who said no to the casino had gone, we went to the casino. And we went up the escalator, up the lift, sorry, walked across. While we were putting bags in and stuff, one of our party wandered down an escalator. We chased after her to say, like, no, we're up here, because she'd got a bit lost. We all went down the escalator and they were like, thank you for visiting. And we just got here. Can we go back up? And they were like, how much have you had to drink? Like, this is the exit. And we were like, we've literally just arrived. We've made a mistake. Can we go back up? And they were like, I don't think we're going to let you have any beers up there. Like, they let us back in. They just sort of laughed it off. And yeah, we tried to play roulette and the man was like, this is a really expensive table. You probably want to play over there. And we were like, nah, it'll be fine. It's only, what, £2.50 a go. And once we'd lost a fiver in literally two bets, we were like, okay, we should have listened. And then we tried to play blackjack. And as he's putting the cards down, I'm going like 5 add 7 is 12. And like everyone else is just tapping the table and nodding. And I'm trying to do really basic maths and failing miserably at it. So I watch my money just evaporate. But yeah, literally everyone had the same experience pretty much. It was a very sheepdog adventure because, as I say, it just felt like my people were as accident prone as me. It all makes sense now. And I apologise for you three having to put up with that for 10 years. Bloody hell.
Yes, we do. But we wouldn't have been, it any other way.
It's been more than 10 years. And yes, we damn well would.
I should also be saying you're welcome. But anyway, go on.
Happy, for goodness sake, put an advert in and let's talk about some video games.
We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
There we go. That's the longest rambling intro we've ever done. 34 minutes of non-gaming conversation. And I'm still going to link back loosely to Comic-Con because one of the things I was doing at Comic-Con when I was back in my room on my own with no Anna there because she didn't want to come.
Lied. Lied. Literal lies. Because
she couldn't come. I was playing on my Steam Deck. And I was... Why was there no applause there? I was expecting applause for the Steam Deck.
You only talked about it last time.
Yeah, well, what I was playing on it, I'm going to talk about a couple of games
that 4?
I have tried in the last week. Well, Persona 4 Golden is still excellent. That's still where the majority of my time is going. But I have tried a couple of other games. I tried Jurassic World, the first one. Is it Jurassic World something or other? I can't remember what it's
Evolution?
Called.
Is it Jurassic Evolution. World something or other? Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. Something or other.
Yeah, it's rubbish. This is boring. I thought I was just going to ride ride dinosaurs around. And it's not that at all. It's like really boring version of theme park. Yeah, but it's boring.
I agree with this. It doesn't live up to the... It's just like, oh, build your research. Oh, you've got enough DNA to build a... not a Pokemon. A dinosaur. It's just a park builder, but really turned back, isn't it?
It's taken all the stuff... It's basically taken the premise of theme park, that 30-year-old game that was quite good... And taken out all the joy, slowed it down, tried to hook us in with dinosaurs because dinosaurs are cool, but then doesn't really let you near the dinosaurs. Instead, lets you do the science. At least it's got the music in, though, so I enjoyed the music.
Is it as iconic as the theme park music? Is it going all the way through it?
No, it's the Jurassic Park music.
But just on loop. That's my head anyway. Like, I was chatting to a woman about this a couple of months back, that is just permanently in a lot of our heads. Just...
Now you can have it on Jurassic World.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Pab, I think you were about to tell me I was wrong, weren't you?
How long did you play this for?
40 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. That's why. Because there becomes points where you get to you hire park rangers and you get to be
stopped before I could hire a park ranger.
Because you get to be the park rangers at a certain point, and when the dinosaurs escape, you've got to go and tranquilize them and then transport them back. So you have to get in a helicopter and move them around and stuff like that. You've just played the basic stuff at the start of the game. You've basically got out of the tutorials.
Yeah, you know my rules for video games. So if it's boring after 40 minutes, I'm going to stop.
So it's just not for you then? It's not...
Yeah, it's boring.
I mean, the tutorials might be, but there's a lot to go through, so that's probably what it is.
Which one is it that lets you fight the dinosaurs as well? Like, you can say, right, I'm going to ride my Ankylosaurus out into the wilderness and
Isn't
beat
that
up
Ark?
No,
it's a Jurassic Park game.
Oh,
sorry. It's like there's a Jurassic Park builder where you build your park and you put your dinosaurs in their various cages and stuff, but then you, because Ollie plays it, and then you could be like, right, I've got a velociraptor, I'm just gonna take that out and about, and there'll be other people playing it, and you could just be like, right, my velociraptor's level 30, I'm just gonna take a chunk out of you now. And yeah, he's not very good at it, so it's just a source of frustration for him that he tries to take out all these little dinosaurs and they all get bitten or whatever. But one of these games has a little side multiplayer thing of it where your dinosaurs can battle a bit. And I'm guessing it's not this one, because otherwise...
I've never heard of that.
No, I think Sheepdog's made that up.
I'll find out. Remind me in the week and I'll talk about it. It's not going to happen, is it? But I'll talk about it next week if people remind me.
Splendid. The other new game that I tried on my little toy, on my lovely Steam Deck, is something that Pabby, I cannot believe, oh, Pabby, you never told me about this one. This is on you.
You probably
did. I haven't played this sooner. Goodness me, Pabby. Spiritfarer.
Shut up.
Have you not? Kevin, I've played
Anna's
this.
Anna's talked about this.
Jeez. I can't believe neither of you. I mean, if you talked about it in the second half of the show, that doesn't count. Everyone knows only pre-advert stuff counts. So even this doesn't count. I'm going to have to talk about it again next week so people remember it. It has to be pre-advert. But this is quite good, isn't it? I quite enjoyed this. Just tootling around on your little boat, doing little bits and bobs, building your little boat.
Well, you hate boats.
It's Mr. T.
I'm not actually... I hate boats in real life if they're jiggly boats that I'm going to throw up all over the soft play area.
I've just got a jiggly puff boat in my head now. You hate them.
Yeah,
you don't play games with boats in.
You don't have to steer the
yes,
boat
you
in
do.
This. I haven't had to.
Sounds like it's going to be carnage.
You just pick where you want to go on the map and then go fishing.
I guess. But still.
I think me and Anna have played different games here. I just pick my location. I go fishing. I go and hang out with my moose and just do bits and bobs. Little bit of this, little bit of that. It's a nice.
You're building a boat
out
is a
little
moose,
game.
Or is a person called Mamoose?
There's a moose.
Oh, okay.
There's a frog in there. There's a toad man.
Yeah, there's all manner of critters.
Like loads
you know,
of,
I love
like,
hanging out with critters.
At certain points, you have to jump up and down and collect stars or something.
Star juice stuff. Yeah, I wasn't very good at that because that involved dexterity, which I don't really have a lot of. But I managed. I've collected enough to be able to build what I need to build with it.
Have you sung to plants yet?
I haven't sung to plants. No, I've just built my field, so okay. I haven't got stuff growing in my field yet. Well, I have, but I haven't sung to them yet. I'm not massively far into this, but in a complete reversal of the Jurassic Park game, which was boring, this I've played for even longer, and it's been fun all the time. A bit of fun every minute, which is how video games should be. Just sprinkling fun every minute or so. Oh, that's fun. It's a lovely little game. And like I say, I can't believe none of you have ever mentioned it before, because I wish I'd have tried it a little bit sooner. Spiritfarer, boys and girls, you should try it. It gets Kev's seal of approval.
Wow.
That's me done. They're the two games I played this week.
Very good.
Thank you, Sheepdog.
I haven't really done anything new this week. I've been playing...
you've had 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, and I've been playing mainly my Pokemon Shield Nuzlocke redo that I've been doing. I made a mistake earlier of saying on Twitter that I have only had 3 deaths and it's going really well. And then tonight I had 4 deaths and lost my starter and it had a complete wipeout nearly. And I was depressed. It was very, very sad and I'm very, very annoyed. And yeah, I regret everything. I wish I hadn't said it because I feel like I just jinxed myself. The only thing I really wanted to cover was the fact that it's GoFest at the weekend. So if you're listening to this when it first comes out, when the podcast is fresh off the press at 10 a.m., is that roughly when it comes out? Then there is an event on in Pokemon Go for the next 2 days and you should take part. It's massive. There's always tons of stuff to catch. There's a new mythical you get if you buy the ticket and all that stuff. It's usually the game at its most funnest because they turn everything that they restrict off. Like to you know, they make everything maximum for 2 days. So it's like the optimum way to play the game. And you don't have to pay for anything to get that. It's just obviously even better if you do pay. So yeah, check it out. It'll be good.
I'll be too busy hanging out with a load of board game nerds at the UK Games Expo. None of them will be interested in this. Yeah, these are nerds. They're not going to be interested in this. This is a jocks game. Everyone knows it.
Yeah. I also forgot that I knew I'd played something and I couldn't think what it was. And luckily, I've remembered it while it's still my bit. I got Monster Hunter Rise for the Switch because you a did. Friend of mine is really, really, really into okay. it. One of the guys that I met up with on Saturday, they're like properly, this is their favourite thing. And they were like, let's all play it and all of this. And I thought I could get it on Game Pass. I was like, I'll absolutely play that. I'm 100% in. That sounds great. My wife was out for a day and I was like, right, my wife's out for a day. I'm going to get on my computer and I'm going to get it all installed. And then when I went to do it, it's not on Game Pass anymore. And I felt so guilty because I'd made a like commitment of, yes, we are playing it on this day at this time. I had arranged for three other people to play it with us. You know, my friend was very excited. I was like, how the heck am I going to get this game? So what I ended up doing, and I will get to the game in a minute, but what I ended up doing after looking online and trying to find a way to buy it, I realized that CEX has it in stock in Peterborough, and I had a pile of old PS4 games I've literally not touched in ages. I mean, like Last of Us 2 and stuff like that. So I just
did you
cobbled
finish
together.
That?
Yeah, I did. I did okay. finish it. I had like SingStar or whatever from like the it came with the console. I totted up how much they're all worth and I drove into Peterborough and exchanged all these games for, annoyingly, it wasn't even in a box. It was the cartridge in an empty box for Monster Hunter Rise. And yeah, I've played it probably 3 or 4 different occasions now for like 3-4 hours at a time. It's actually, maybe not 3-4 hours. I think I put in 12 hours so far maybe. It's really fun. It's genuinely good fun. Mm-hmm. I played this on my own, not this specific one. I played Monster Hunter on my own a year or so back on the podcast, talked about it, and really didn't feel like it was for me because I was just kind of gadding about, you know, lost and nothing was really happening. I'm still not particularly great at it. I feel like if I got better at the weapons, you know, that might help me a bit. I chose to use the hammer because traditionally, I've always been the character with the hammer in games when there is an option to be someone with a hammer. So I went with that in this. It's just an ongoing joke with some other friends that they when they play like games, they always have the characters named after me that are holding the hammer. So it's just a long thing, and it's a bit of a slower weapon. My friend kept reassuring me that, you know, it's fine. You don't have to be quick in this. The whole point isn't to be fast. You know, having a faster weapon's not going to do as well. But I just feel like I probably need to either master it or I need to find a weapon I'm more comfortable with just hacking and slashing with. But no, it was cool. Good fun. Everyone in the party is a bit better at it. So they put their levels right down to match my level, so we're all like level one at the time. We're leveling up bit by bit. We've been hunting stuff, we've just been doing the missions, collecting bits up. I've been upgrading my weapons. If you're new to it, it does give you what's called like a defender weapon that is way more powerful than it needs to be and also defends you so you don't get hurt as easily, to try and expedite the missions. But I was advised against doing that if I want the authentic experience and, you know, to try and actually learn it. And I think that's probably a good idea. I think I would have instinctively just gone for the easy route, but I am learning it. It is fun. It's just one of those things. We're just getting little sessions going. I thought about maybe streaming it from time to time if we're, you know, if it's a quiet one or something. Tonight I should have streamed it. Everyone was busy for the bank holiday. I should have just done something a bit different. I could have got people on and played that. But yeah, it's cool. And it's got a DLC coming out soon. I'm not 100% sure if I'll be jumping straight in to get something like that without having got the most out of the first bit. But apparently it's got a big DLC update coming that is going to like revolutionize the game. It's like a game's worth of DLC that they add to it every now and again. But yeah, it's been fun learning it. It's been fun getting into it a bit, you know. It wasn't what I felt it was the last time. As I say, I just felt like a couple of people joined me online that I didn't know last time and they'd run off and I'd get lost. And I don't think I was actually killing the right monsters before. I think I was just going into the mission and killing whatever I saw. Whereas now I know there's like a question mark on the map you're supposed to run to and then the monster appears and then you chase it around. And once you've hacked at it for 5 minutes, it tries to do a runner and you have to chase it down again. And, you know, you can hit it in certain places to smash its armor or smash its head or break its tail off. And then, you know, you're battering it until you beat it, essentially. And it was all right. It was fun. It's not too complicated to get, but there's obviously a lot of depth there. My friend's all into like learning all these different types of weapons that they're going to try and use and, so on and so forth. And you know, I'm there going, I'm going to try and master the hammer.
I mean, but yeah, sheepdog, no, it's that's, cool. That's ambitious of you, I'll be honest with you, sheepdog. For jumping in brand new, going for the hammer's ambitious. I admire you because you've just gone for it. You've gone, this one I want to use. But it's, for me, a hammer's a much more advanced weapon in that game.
Like, I would say a couple of the people we were playing with were like, I don't know how to use that. And I was like, yeah. I just assumed hit it with a flat end. Do you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, it's a hammer. But
is the thing, you see, it's all got, each weapon is, that's what's so good about this game. You can keep playing this game over and over again in different weapon sets because each weapon has different move types and abilities. So it's probably much harder to master these abilities and what you're doing if you've not really played the game before.
I've been trying to get used to, there's a move I can do where I fire this like string into the sky, go up above it and then smash my hammer down with a crater. And if I land that, it does a lot of damage. But the amount of times I just put a crater on the floor about 10 meters away from the monster is much more common. And trying to get around that has been a little bit frustrating, but I quite enjoy the hilarity of it all, that they're all like on its back riding it around and people are stabbing it. And I'm there just creating a massive crater about 10 meters in the background, just going, come on, I will get you eventually. Because every now and again, I'll just walk up to it and smack it clean round the chops with my mallet, and it comes up with a big number, like 150, and I'm like, whee! But I do think if I had, like, two blades, I'd probably just hack and slash very quickly or whatever. I probably just need to mix it up a bit. The one they give you at the start is a long sword. It was terrible, and I just thought, mallet, let's go.
The twin blade is generally the starter weapon that everyone kind of recommends. And I'd probably say that if you want to just get in there and start hacking and slashing, you'll see results quick. You'll see it and you'll be quick.
It does
you'll
feel
be,
like that. Feel like twin blade. I haven't used them, but I felt like instinctively that would be the thing that would give you the flexibility to move around and slash and slash and slash. And, you know, the amount of times I'm... Because you can hold the mallet, you can charge up the mallet by swinging it back as far as you can. Like, imagine in real life, you've just got it right around as far back as you can. You've twisted yourself and then you just like walk towards it ready to swing. And I do that and end up spinning on the spot for a bit, swinging it around like I would a bowling ball at a bowling alley. Which I don't think you're supposed to do, but it does help my bowling. But that was one of my key moves, just swinging on the spot, smacking him in the face repeatedly with the mallet. It was very good. Although I kept launching my co-fighters into the sky with it, which doesn't hurt them, but it was throwing them off a little bit. That every now and again, I don't know how I was doing, I don't know what button I was pressing, but every now and again I was launching people into the sky.
Yes.
And I just kept thinking, this is the sort of thing Kev would want to do if he was playing. He'd just be like, whoop, you're in the air now. And I imagine if we coordinated that, it'd probably benefit people, but I was just doing it randomly by mistake, which... Yeah, I'm surprised they still want to play with me. I'm surprised they haven't gone, do you know what? No, this isn't for you, bud. Stop. because, I'm not a pro. I will learn, though.
Like I say, try the twin blades out, and just to get the basics down and the whole finger, then take the hammer, like, maybe on your own, and go into the training room where the training dummy is and just work on that. Just literally work on your moves on the training dummy. And then see if you can then, like I say, after when you're going to go on again next time with your mates, just have another go with a hammer and see if you can take the skills from your training sessions into the actual game itself. That's probably the best bet for you.
Yeah, it probably is. Normally I'd be like, train for a game, but actually I can see why it would benefit in this game. And yeah, no, it's a good shout.
Good game, that.
That's my lot, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody speak.
Okay. Anna, do you want me to go or do you want to go? Because I've got some things.
Anna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just listening to you three.
He just asked you if you wanted to go or if he wanted to go.
I have a few things.
You go then. You go.
Quite spectacular things. We'll go newest to oldest, I think.
Newest to oldest, okay.
Yes, newest to oldest. I've gone back very lots of years, so we'll get to there. So I downloaded and installed Diablo Immortals on my phone.
Oh, how is this?
I can't play any more of it because there's something wrong with the phone, like phone version. I don't know what it is, but I've got to like level 22 because it's so easy. It's ridiculous how easy it is. But I've got to level 22 and it wants me to download packs, which I'm fine with. Like, you have to download to progress on the story, but it won't download. It says my phone is full and I know my phone isn't full. I've deleted loads of stuff. I have like 5 gig of like free space and it will not download, and I can't progress because I have to go through a portal and the assets for that area will not download, and I don't know why. So I think I might have to uninstall it and then install it again and see if that fixes it. I've only just thought of that. Maybe I'll try that, because obviously my progress will be saved because I have BattleNet. So it should all be in there. But from what the stages I played, it's all right. It's not as hard as Diablo on console PC. It's quite easy. And I don't know if it's meant to be easy, but it really is. Like, as long as you move around and shoot, you're pretty much going to be all right. Like, it's really easy. It's just like, toddle over here, shoot some things. It's, I don't know, it just seems to be lacking Diablo, if you know what I mean. Like, the maps aren't as big, obviously. Like, I know this is on PC. I don't know how it works on PC and mobile. That just breaks my mind. Because, like, why is it not on console? But it's fine. You've got all your normal classes there. You've got your... this time you can have the Necromancer for free. Because in 3, I think it was 3, you had to pay for it. But I am a... I'm not quite sure what I am. I've got arrows, crossbows. So that seems to be going well. You've got all your armor. You've got all your gold. Everything that's in Diablo is in it. It's just easy. Too easy. And then things are behind paywalls, which is annoying. So, like, in like the console version, if you got a gem, you could just put any gem into any socket. This one, they're all colour coded. So I've got like a white one. I've got all these bits of armour that have got sockets in them, but I'm not allowed to put the white one in a red hole because, like, it's behind a paywall. But it looks lovely, like, on the phone for a thing. But I think either my phone is too old or it's just not working on phones very well. Because it only came out, like, what, yesterday? I got it the day before because I think I pre-registered and it was like, oh, this is on the store. And I was like, yay. So, like, I was playing it a lot, got to this thing, and now I can't download nothing. So that's annoying because, like, I've seen loads of people, like, playing it with, like, controllers on their phones. I can't, and it's doing my editing. Like, I've been through my photos, apps, documents, just like going, don't need that, don't need that, don't need that. I still can't download it, so...
Get a new phone. Phone is about 18 years old.
It's not. It's like an iPhone 11. It's not that old.
So it's like an 11 years old.
No. So, yeah, it's good. It's fun. It's free to an extent. I believe
that doesn't rhyme.
Well, it is. Sorry. It's free. Yeah, I think you can. You don't have to pay to win, but it helps apparently if you pay to.
I'm in.
Of course.
But you can do it without it. So yeah, have a look if you like a bit of Diablo, because apparently this is the longest that Blizzard haven't released the Diablo game. I believe I read somewhere. So, or a Blizzard product, I can't remember which one it was. But there you go, you've got it on the mobile now. Like, I'd prefer it on the console. Yeah.
I've had an advert come up for it. I think that my phone can hear you talking about it.
It is what it is. More Diablo. People like it. And then, so a couple of months ago on the Xbox, Right, I do sound like I've got a lisp. I bit my tongue yesterday and it still hurts. So I do apologise if I'm a bit essy. It's just, yeah. But a couple of months ago on the Xbox, The Ascent came out. And I played it and I enjoyed it. And then I got stuck. So I stopped playing it. Then bought it on the PlayStation. And now I've got to the same point and I am stuck. But I love this game. Like, I really enjoy it. So it's like you are like, it's a cyberpunk game that you kind of look down on, but there's like multiple levels. I don't know how to explain it. Is it isometric?
It's a bit like Cyberpunk Diablo.
Yes, exactly that.
A little bit.
Yeah, because you go, like, you have to shoot with both sticks, which can get annoying. Like, it does bug me sometimes. But it gets really hard, and I don't know how to like upgrade myself to get better. Because there's like this spider thing that has fire, and I can't beat it. Like, I can get out of the mission, I can get out of that area, but I can't progress the story until I beat the spider. And I don't know how to progress, because I don't know where to go to get more, like, better stuff. So, yeah, I like The Ascent. I think it's still on Xbox. It's definitely worth a look. It's, like, gritty, grimy. You've got, like, you do all these missions, there's side missions, there's gambling, there's bounty killing, but it's very, very pretty. Like, it's like cyberpunk, but in like miniature. It's I'd like to live in that world. It's very nice. It's like multiple levels, so you never know where you're really going to go. It's up, down, sideways. It just, like, you can do all this thing, and there's like guns and armor and mechs. It's all in there, but I can't get past this one point because I don't know how to. Because there's no like, this area is only for this kind of level in this area because of the low level. But all the areas I can go to are all low level, so I'm not getting the good loot, and it's annoying me. So I really, really want to play it, but I can't get past the spider. So I don't know how long it is. Like, I could be near the end and this is just like the final big boss, but I know I haven't seen certain areas, and I know I've seen levels like 24 25, so I'm like, I'm 17. There is areas, but if I go to them, they will wipe the floor with me and I die. And the load levels are, they are like, it's next to the Xbox. The load levels on the PlayStation 5 are so long next to the Xbox. I don't know why, but it is. Like, on the Xbox, you're like, what, 5 seconds? On the PlayStation, you could be waiting a good 30 seconds to a minute just for it to load. So I don't know what's going on there. Maybe it's all the floppy flops and whatnot. So, yeah, that the Ascent is good. Like I said, it's free on, well, not free, but, you know, it's on Game Pass. It's very red. It's very cool. I just can't get past this one area because it's annoying. And then let's venture back to 2012 for a game. A whole 10 years ago of a game. And I have been playing, well, I've reinstalled, restarted. The Sleeping Dogs. We have a joker, it's the Walking Dogs. But yes, I've been playing Sleeping Dogs. This game is just, I love this game. I don't know why they didn't make another one. I don't know why they just threw it in the bin. I love this game. And I don't even know why, because I don't like driving. I don't like fighting games. But this, love it. I think it's because when you grapple someone, you can take them over to like a shutter and shutter their head on the shutters that come down, or throw them into a telephone, or put their face into a fan, or throw someone into an incinerator.
So you're a psychopath.
Yep, I'm a psychopath because I find them all very, very funny. I don't know. I don't know why, but it's so weird, because like, they're all about gangs and the Sun on Yi and all, like, very gangster, but then you can go and put someone's head in a fan. It's just ridiculous. It's stupid, but it's funny. And it's got the Batman combat. So like, if you see it change color, then you like counter them and then take them down. It's got the same like battle as Middle Earth, because I was playing that at some point in the last 2 weeks, because I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't find anything to satisfy my hands, and I play everything. I'm like, I've played this before. I'm like, this, I need something new. There is something new. Stray the Cats, that was shown all them years ago, is now coming out on July the 19th. So, yay, I won't be here, but yay. And it'll be free on, like, the new PlayStation Plus. I still can't get my head around all that. But, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. But, yes, Sleeping Dogs is a great game. I already own it on Xbox. So, yes. Because I thought, I was like, where is it? Like, I know I owned it. But then I found a disc and I was like, I can't play the disc because I have stupid Xbox that doesn't have a disc. But I already owned it digitally anyway, because obviously I played it in 2020. But this game is so much fun. And I believe it first came out on the PlayStation 3. So it's been through some generations, but they need to make a new one because it is very, very fun. But that's it. That's all I've played. Because, yeah, that's it. And my tongue hurts, so I'm going to be quiet.
Okay. My turn, isn't it? Okay, so what have we got? Let's go through stuff. Based on our antics last weekend, I have been putting a lot of codes in online for things. Pokemon-based things, to be precise. And then that Pokemon TCG online stuff is very, very... It wants me to play it. It's throwing stuff at me for fun. Yeah, have a pack. I was like, oh, all right, okay. Yeah, okay, I'll have another go. I'll come back tomorrow and I'll give me another pack, okay. I don't know what's up with it, but I have been playing a little bit of it. I've only done this tutorial stuff because mainly I just like to just open the packs.
So I like to open the digital packs. Kevin's.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been doing that. I've done the tutorial stuff, and it's all right. I kind of get it more now. I realise what you need the energy for. I'm like, okay, I don't know why you need all these energies and stuff like that. I get it now.
Oh, Pab. It says on the cards. What? You're too busy checking whether they're shiny to bother over
pretty much, yeah.
What the energy does.
But yeah, it's all right. I've not hated it. And I'll continue to just check it out. And I've not played it. Is there a single player stuff content to that? I presume there is. It's in there.
Just mainly the tutorial stuff.
So once you get through that, real people.
You get to play online.
Yeah, that's probably get my
back. So I'm waiting for my friend's request now.
Oh, goody. Look forward to that then.
I think I ended up with quite a decent little set on there from all these codes. So
you're both playing it? Oh, God.
I had it on my Mac back in the day. It's one of the few games my Mac would run, but I couldn't tell. This is going to sound dumb. It's going to sound very dumb. I don't know if I should say it, but I couldn't tell whether I was playing against a computer or a person. I think I was still in the computer bit, but I just kept winning. Couldn't stop winning, basically. And so I was just like, I genuinely don't know. But I ended up with quite a varied set at the time, I think, from all these codes. I feel like that's probably the only part that would potentially make me buy more cards is if I was getting more codes. But I still want to resist. I still don't want to scratch that itch and go down that hole.
You're right.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not worth it. I mean, to be fair, it's just a northerner in me that's just saying I refuse to pay more than what I paid originally, and I know that's an impossible thing to do now. I'm going like, how much? No, don't be stupid. I paid £100 for this, I'm not paying more than that. It's not going to happen.
But you'll see other packs that aren't that much yet, won't you?
Oh, no, I did. That's... I bought some other packs.
Yeah, I knew you would have.
No, to be fair, I only bought there was like a little free pack thing when I was in there, was it? Oh, that's not... All right, okay, I can justify that. I'm not buying the giant boxes, even though he's ruined me that way, because that is the best way to do it with 36 packs of cards.
Three's not the same.
Three's not the same. Nothing. Yeah, I've played.
Well, the trick with the little three pack blisters is to have eight of them turn up that you didn't realise you'd ordered, like I did today, that Anna told me off about.
Yeah, that's the way of doing it, I suppose. Yeah, I've played some online stuff of that. Last weekend I saw I managed to get Ghostwire Tokyo for 18 quid, and I went, that's probably about what it's worth. And I've played about, I want to say, nearly 2 hours of this now. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not great. It's definitely not great, but it's all right. It's definitely just an all right game. You start off in, like, Tokyo, as it were. and you, everything, what confused me is that it explains nothing and just starts you with, there's this fog coming through. You're on the floor from a car crash, I think, or something like that. Presumed dead. And then this ghost takes over your body.
Oh, you mean Ghostwire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've played this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just there's zero context for what's going on. I wonder if it gives you a bit more later on, hopefully, but it does just give you absolutely nothing, realistically. It's just like, okay.
Just go through the game.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's this bloke who's like, he looks like a bloke, but he's got a mask on, but is he a demon sort of fella? Possibly. But he likes to wear tracky bottoms and a hoodie, like all demons do. And he's like trapping souls for some purpose or other. I'm not 100% sure. And I'm trying to get to my sister in the hospital. All this meantime, you're trying to like defeat these. This guy summoned a load of like weird looking, like, I think you said it at the time, as like there's like a slender man fella.
Yes.
There's a headless schoolgirl.
Yes.
And something else I've seen as well, but I don't know what. so you kind of like, you basically finger guns. You just like just pew pewing these fellas because the ghost is giving you like ghost powers. So you can like finger guns these guys, just like pew pew these fellas with your fingers. Just and then every now and again you knock them down enough to be able to just pull it, just destroy them completely. And it's all very, it looks very cool. It looks amazing. The graphics on it, it's absolutely something else. And then I got to a part where I found my sister in the hospital, and then demon fella in tracky bottoms took her. So now I'm chasing after him.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also rescuing lost souls that haven't been. They put them in like little like cubes. It's like as if it's a rapture, and everyone just poofs out of existence. And all the clothes are on the floor, and then they put the souls in these cubes, and then they just kind of poof away. So you've got to get these souls before these guys like little monsters
suck
do
them
it.
Out, don't they?
And you save them in these little paper angels. I'm saying all this, it's bonkers.
I know.
You save them
so
on these little
funny.
Paper. You put them into these little paper angels, and you then go into a phone box.
Yep.
You put a special number in, and the phone box opens, and you convert them digitally into the phone, and then they'll be dispersed outside of the city where there's no fog, and re-given their life back.
Pab, what the are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, it's insane, isn't it? It's crazy, but that is Anna.
Yes,
I'm not wrong.
He's not wrong. Really isn't. It's ridiculous. It's very, so you're, like you said, you're in Tokyo, so you've got all the underground mall like shopping centers. You've got these boxes that are in the sky that you have to kill the people that are sucking the life out of them. I have played this game to the last mission. I still need to do the last mission, but yep, it's not wrong. It's and there's floating cats that are your shops, cats that go meow, and you buy things off them.
Yeah, cats talk to you.
It's ridiculous.
I was just in and out thinking, I'm not sure what's going on. And so I check out a little bit, and now I'm realising that I don't need to know what's going on. It's just crazy. That makes me feel a bit better.
It's a ridiculous game, but it's fun and it is so pretty.
What is it called again?
Ghostwire Tokyo.
Ghostwire Tokyo, yeah. It's all right. It's not... I feel like it's very sluggish. Like, the way it controls... I had to slow it... First off, I was using the controller and the sensitivity on the sticks was like, it was making me a bit motion sick the way I was moving that fast. I moved the sensitivity down.
Yep, I too.
And now it feels a bit sluggish. And I'm like, that's fine.
I'd screen tearing when I pressed.
Do you? I mean, I'm on the PC, so it's not really been an issue on this. But
there was like performance it's mode fine, or though. Great, like, extra performance mode. I'm like, all right. Put it on that. No, turn that back down.
Yeah.
Because
it's been fine, though. I've not had any issues graphically with it. But like I said, I played about, I want to say, about 2 hours of it, and it's all right. It's not bad at all.
Oh, God, you've barely scratched the surface. There's so much more to these games. It's, like, it does explain after a while. You're like, it's one of them. You're like, okay. And then you carry on. But yeah, it's a bonkers game. But it's like said, it's in the sale, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah.
Did you get it on sale?
I got it from... it was on Amazon, literally.
Oh, okay.
I feel like... while I was waiting for Sheepdog to get in from Comic-Con at the weekend, I was off gallivanting. I just happened to be on Amazon, and it was 18 quid on Amazon, and I went...
Oh, gosh, okay.
That seemed... But that was even like a physical copy. I've got a tin version... With just a Steam key inside it.
Oh, very okay. Nice. Cool.
I've got a Ghostwire Tokyo tin now with nothing in it.
So hold on. You actually deliberately stayed awake waiting for Sheepdog to come home?
No,
he made
awake.
Me jump a mile. Honestly, I walked in the door and he's just laying there on his bed in his clothes. He wasn't even in bed clothes. He was just dressed. And was just like, bet you thought
he
I'd be asleep.
He was so disappointed in you. Goodness me.
He was just like, bet you thought I'd be asleep, didn't you? And I was like, it's 2 a.m., Pab. Like, you know. It was extremely late. I was very surprised. But I'm glad, to be fair, because I think I would have just laid there not being able to sleep. And I just ranted at Pab for like half an hour about what a good night it had been. Just rambled on.
Yeah.
Lucky old Pab.
Did the mask help, Pab? The sleep machine.
Yes.
Did you sleep well?
Well, I'll be honest, Anna, it wouldn't have made any difference because it was like a jet engine in that
oh,
room
is it
with,
really?
With the air.
Oh, there was a fan on.
The,
yeah, we had a
really
fan.
The really shoddy air conditioning just kind of like breathing on you, and then the fan that whirring around it. Honest to God, you didn't. I had my noise cancelling headphones on, couldn't hear anything. Turned them off and took them off. I was like, what the? It's like a jet going off.
I loved it. The white noise in there. I was like a baby in the womb. It's like, just couldn't hear anything but white noise.
Constant,
I don't
so loud.
Mind
so Sheepdog didn't need his mask. I wouldn't have heard him anyway. Ghostwire is good. Ghostwire is all right. It's not, like I say, it's not amazing, but like I say, for 18 quid, it was fine. And I'll
it's
play some more of
PlayStation
it and see how I got.
Sale as well at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go, then.
It's like 25, I think.
Is it? There you go, see. There you go. The last thing I have played is I have started playing Horizon again.
I keep thinking about this.
I'm away from my PC and everything this week, so I'm staying at my dad's this week. So I took the PlayStation with me. It's easier than taking the whole PC. So
have you got a PlayStation 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which podcast did you win that
he's
from?
Abby.
I was just making sure. I didn't know if it was on the 4 as well.
It is on the 4 Horizon, isn't it? But my word, is that a game? It gets its claws back into you very quickly. It takes some getting used to. Like, it took me about 10-15 minutes to get a grip of like how to play it again. I had to go into the controls and go, okay, what do you want me to... What actually is the button here? Because I'm just jumping off cliffs trying to get the glider out and just falling to my death and going,
oh, God.
It wants me to do something that I don't know how to get this glider out anymore. But yeah, it's a good game from what I've played. I've just got to a point in there where I've gone, okay. So this is where we're going now. I've just basically been to what is like the first, like what am I thinking of? Like not clone. What's the word I'm thinking of? Like a DNA kind of scanning, it's like a cauldron, but it's not a cauldron. You go to that first one to get records of Gaia. I've got to that very first one, and then something happens, and someone turns up, and you're like,
No, yes, okay. Yes.
Okay.
You're like,
wasn't expecting that.
What's happening?
Yes. You're kind of like, okay, this is the route we're going, are we?
Have you not got that far yet? I'd
barely played any of it because it came at the same time as Elden Ring, and Elden Ring took over everything. So
of course it did.
So this is me getting a chance to play it again, and it's very good. I'm playing it. I said this at the time when Elden Ring came out, that Horizon is probably the game that suits me and my gameplay more.
Mm.
Elden Ring kept my attention and kind of excited me more about what it was, but it was just what I needed with it.
But
Horizon has pointers on the map, directions to go. It lets me just pootle around. I can go, okay, I need to go that way, but there's a question mark over there. So I'm going to go and have a look at this question mark, and then I'm going to go, oh, but there's another question mark. I've got to that question mark. There's another one just showing up a bit further on now. Okay, I'm going to go over there. And then you suddenly realise you've travelled halfway across the map and you've only been following question marks instead of the quest. I've been doing that. I've been doing some random, contracts for people, getting some gear. You throw skill points at you for fun. There's that much many skill points and skill trees. And there's, seven skill trees or something like that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just chucking them points at you, the sweets. There's so many things to get, and yeah, it is a good game.
That
it is
first
a very
monster
good game that I'm enjoying.
Is terrifying, like that first big boss monster. That was, I was so scared. I was like, oh my god,
is that a snake?
Yeah,
was it a snake? I think
terrifying how big that thing was.
Yeah, what was terrifying to me was learning to swim. After not swimming for a long time, he's like, okay, I've dived down. How do I get up? How do I get out of this? I'm in a tunnel now. How did I end up down here? I'm suddenly, I can't get out. I'm like, I need to get out of this water. Yeah. I need to get out quick.
That's why I could never play Tomb Raider back in the day on PlayStation 1. I could never, because she had a breath meter and I could never do it fast enough. And I just nope, never playing Lara Croft again. But then the new ones came out and it was better. But yeah, I have core memory of playing Tomb Raider and not being able to get progress because of the water levels.
Yeah,
just drive me insane.
But it's very pretty. This game is very nice. Looks nice, and there was a whole. I'm so glad I did this. I saved it last night, put it in standby mode. I thought I'll go back to that tomorrow morning, and then overnight there was a state of play where there was a whole big update out now.
Yes.
And it updated the game and closed it all. I'm so glad I saved it. Yeah, I make the habit now of just going to the bonfire. Yeah, pretty much a bonfire, isn't it?
It is,
the campfire. Yep. You go to the campfire there and you save at the campfire. I was like, okay, that'll do there. I'll come back to that tomorrow. Go on today. And I was like, okay, I'll let the update download. Oh, no, it's already done it overnight and it's closed the game and updated for you. I was like, I could have been in the middle of a boss fight or something. Yeah. You shut it down. You closed my game and did it all for me, thinking you'd been helpful, and you could have at least asked the question of, do you want me to do this update for you? No,
I think
no,
you can
no.
turn off automatic downloads.
You probably can, and yeah. I thought I had done, to be fair. It's Horizon is a good game, and I'll come back to you more next week because I'm going to be away from my PC now for pretty much a whole week. So, I did also buy the Nathan Drake collect, whatever it is, the Uncharted Lost Legacy thing. That was in the sale, and I was so excited when that got announced, and I was like, it's only a £10 upgrade. I was like, great.
Yeah.
And then I realised, oh, I have the disc versions. I can't prove this anyway that I own this.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, I'm not getting that then. So then it was like £25. I was like, I could probably justify that. So I did. It's two good games that I'll play again.
You don't have a disc one, do you?
No, I have a discless one. Yeah. So I don't have any way of putting a disc in to say to them, look, here it is. Here's the game. I'm literally holding it in my hand, and the PlayStation goes, I don't know what that is, mate. I don't have a disc drive. I don't understand that.
It is clever how they can talk to you like that, though, I've always thought.
Yeah, I wish they would do sometimes. Like, try and explain to me why you decided to shut down randomly, and then tell me off for shutting, not turning it off right. It's like, no, mate, that's your fault. That's your fault, not me. Anyway, that is your lot. That's all I've got for you.
Well, I suppose we'll wrap things up there then, because you lot have waffled for ages. Goodness me.
You waffled at the start.
Well, we had to get everyone there. Passes. They're not listening now. We're safe.
No.
Passes for life now. And the mugs. Boys and girls, I'm not quite sure exactly where that just cut off. I'll level with you. I pressed a button. Stop my recording. So I was just being a naughty boy anyway, so it's just as well that it cut off where it did, I think. But we will now say goodbye. Pab has threatened to use this same outro every week, so I'm just dropping in today's date. It is the 4th of June 2022, just to make sure the scumbag doesn't do that. If you do want to follow us online, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can find me at RB6K, 4th of June 2022.
I miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986. You do realise that I can just cut all of them out.
And
you're going to cut them all, Pab.
We'll see you next week on the 11th of June 2022, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.
You're welcome, Pabby.